With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US President Donald Trump has said he is sending his envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week as President Trump seeks to close out a deal to end the war in Ukraine, where he says only a few remaining disagreements exist. And I'm joined now by Duncan Boulevant, CEO of the Henderson Risk Group and former British Army officer and former UK diplomat. Good morning to you, Duncan. How close do you believe we are to peace?
We're probably closer to peace now than we have been since the start of this conflict. We are at the beginning of a process. I think what has taken most people by surprise is the way in which the Ukrainians have come on board. Well, Zelensky has come on board quite rapidly with this 28-point plan. Admittedly, they're not happy about every aspect of it. But we're at the start of a process, and that is the most important thing to recognise at this stage.
And why do you believe that President Zelensky has come on board to the extent that he has?
I think the realities of the war are starting to bite for the Ukrainians. Whilst I am quite sure that it is possible to produce hundreds of Ukrainian commentators who will tell you that they will prepare to fight until the end and defend the homeland, the reality is that they're facing another winter with Russia targeting their power generation, their heating systems, ability to produce electricity. It's another miserable winter. Whilst the resolve of the Ukrainian people, I'm sure, is resolute, they're a strong and brave people. Enough is enough for a lot of them. And I think economically, Zelensky can't survive without handouts from the West. The West is somewhat broke at the moment and pretty tiring of this conflict. Certainly, I think there is enough evidence to suggest that the populations of the NATO nations, for example, are losing patience with this conflict. And I think that Russia has bided its time and in many ways holds most of the cards, because it's up to them whether or not they decide to take the pressure off militarily.
Okay, so Zelensky being pragmatic really is what you're saying there. We did speak to Yuri Sack yesterday, former advisor to the Ministry of Defense in Ukraine, who said that Russia is running out of road with this conflict too. Would you agree, Duncan?
They're running out of road, but not as rapidly as I think a lot of people would wish. I mean, one of the latest estimates out of the UK Foreign Office is that the war has effectively cost the Russian economy $450 billion. That's as a result of sanctions. It's as a result of the economy moving onto a war footing. That's a considerable sum. And you add that to the funds that have been frozen offshore, and it is a major dent in the Russian economy. But we shouldn't assume that Russia looks at this as we would look at it, for example. You know, we all come from liberal democracies where we have well-established welfare programs and health issues.
They have a million dead, the Russians. And if that was in a different country, you would imagine that would be creating an outcry.
It would probably be causing an outcry pretty much anywhere else in the world. But Putin doesn't operate off those rules. You know, he has a different set of rules, not necessarily ones that he advertises, but it's a different game. I think Russia is finding life very difficult indeed. One interesting fact, actually, is that the cost of Russian, the cost to Russia of buying Chinese weapons and equipment, it has risen by 80% in the last 12 months. The Chinese are putting the screws on Russia in terms of, you know, what they're providing for them, and it ain't free. So the, you know, Russia is feeling the squeeze, but it is by no means at the end of the road economically.
Look, thank you very much for joining us with that analysis. That is Duncan Boulevant there, CEO of the Henderson Risk Group and former British Army officer and UK diplomat.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.